You are listening to Radio Sai Global Harmony. Please visit our website radiosai.org to listen to our free internet streaming service. On this website, you can access audio streams. The first three are Asia Stream, Afri Stream and Ameri Stream, which offer you programs in the languages common to these geographic regions. The other two streams are Bhajan Stream and Discourse Stream. Click on the Bhajan Stream to listen to a Sai Bhajan at any time of the day. Similarly, to listen to the divine voice of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, please log on to the Discourse Stream. Just log on to radiosai.org and experience the divine love of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. For any inquiries, please email us at listener@radiosai.org.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Dear listeners, welcome to one and all to today's Thursday Life. This is the segment Service Love in Action, and I am Raghu in the service of Sai from Team Radio Sai, speaking to you live from the studios of Radio Sai, situated at the holy and blessed hamlet Puttaparthi, which the Lord of the Universe himself, our beloved Bhagwan, chose as his headquarters to impart the sacred lessons of service, that is, love all, serve all, help ever, hurt never. Well, dear listeners, inspired by these, we have aptly named this segment as Service Love in Action, in which we discuss about the various service activities undertaken by Swami's devotees and his students. Today, dear listeners, is 18th of April and it's a Holy Thursday. And as always, I am hosting this segment accompanied by our audio engineer Yatharta. And today, I have with me here in our studios two guests, Mr. Lala Sushant and Brother Sai Prasad. Sai Ram, and a warm welcome to Radio Sai Studios.
Sai Ram.
Dear listeners, Brother Lala is an alumnus of Bhagwan's University, having completed his Bachelor's of Arts there in the year 1994, and later he pursued his Master's from the prestigious Delhi School of Economics. And 5 years ago, in the year 2007, he started an orphanage for destitute children in a northeastern Indian state of Orissa, near Barang, that is 12 kilometers from Cuttack and 20 kilometers from Bhubaneswar, the capital of the state. So today, Brother Lala Sushant will be talking to us about this orphanage, which they have named as Sai Anandam. But dear listeners, first things first. At the outset, to begin with, let us all collectively offer our humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Swami, who is our everything, the very source of all inspiration and the only goal in our life. Well, dear listeners, the temperature at Prashanthi Nilayam Ashram is about 35 degrees Celsius. It's becoming slightly hot every day, and today it may go up to 40 degrees Celsius. Let me tell you today something very interesting and new before we get on to the conversation with Brother Lala Sushant. Dear listeners, starting from today, every Thursday, Radio Sai is pleased to start a brand new series to take our listeners closer to the divine light. It is entitled Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam, that is, listen, reflect and act. So every Thursday evening from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m., you can tune into our series SMN, that is Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam, listen, reflect and act. Well, the program will include a select excerpt of a divine discourse delivered by Bhagwan Baba, followed by a discussion on its many ramifications and relevance to our lives and times. So dear listeners, don't forget to catch SMN, that is Shravanam, Mananam and Nididhyasanam, reflect, listen, reflect and act, tonight onwards on Thursday Live at 7:30 p.m. Now let's come to the icing on the cake of today's segment, that is conversation with Brother Lala Sushant about the orphanage Sai Anandam. So once again, Sai Ram, brother.
Sai Ram.
So you were Bhagwan's student, having completed your graduation in the year 1994, right?
Yeah.
So after completing your PG from Delhi University, You told that for about 10 years you were actually involved in service activities. Please tell some of those activities that you used to do.
See, I got involved in samiti activities and I used to do gram seva and balbikas classes. Particularly in rural areas, I used to take balbikas classes. That was weekly only. Gram seva also weekly once. And with that also, I used to go to another orphanage which was supported by our samiti.
Okay.
They wanted some teachers over there. I was free and I used to go and teach them. As free means I was not employed in any company or any government. I was doing my own business.
Okay. So what do you used to teach them?
The school education, mathematics, English, up to 10th standard only.
Where, in which place is this?
That is near Damuna, Bhubaneswar only. It is around 10 kilometers from city.
So how this idea and inspiration came for you to start an orphanage?
Yeah, I used to go there. No, I found that those boys are not treated properly, not fed well and all. Mm-hmm. Horrible condition. So suddenly one idea came. I discussed with some of the youngsters, Sai youths, that why not we start a one very small one, take a rented house and give them the best what I got from Swami's hostel. So
which year you started? When was it?
It was in 2007, January the thought came. Then when we started, it was 2007, August. So a lot of preparation went on. And when I used to go to that Gram Sevana, there near Bara, some of the youths met me. They told me, why hire take a rented house there in the town? Take a rented house here, it will be less costly and we can manage. And some of the youths also came out that we will help you.
Okay, now firstly, why you named it as Sai Anandam?
It came out spontaneously, but the thing is that initially we had the thought that yes, whatever the ananda we got here.
Ananda, bliss.
Bliss, yeah. We got here in Puttaparthi from Swami. The same ananda we should give those children for whom nobody is there. And I remember Swami used to tell that there is no anatha in this world.
No orphans.
No orphans. Only Swami is their parents. So if make them feel that Swami is your parents and Swami is giving you everything, they will be in bliss.
Yes.
That was the idea. That was the thought I had.
Sai Anandam. Anandam is bliss.
Yeah.
Happiness.
And from the very beginning, we maintained that those who come here also, they feel the same bliss. And I remember one incident, one of the old teachers who was a principal of government high school, a retired teacher, he came once. He said, throughout my life I taught children in the schools, but I have never seen children so happy.
Okay.
And here I have seen boys are so happy for so long. That is Swami's grace.
Yes. Okay, now brother, let's start from the very beginning. So how it all started?
Just like that, the idea came and I discussed with some of the Sai youths and I discussed some of the old students. I wanted to involve the old students and Dr. Satyaswarup Patnaik was there in Cuttack. He was pursuing his some higher education and all. So he was the first person who jumped in.
Okay.
Another very senior to me, Satyendranath Patnaik, he also jumped in. Yes, we will help, we will start it immediately. And first thing came to our mind, money.
Yes.
But when money came, I remembered 2006 during Atirudra Yajna, Swami told, see, if you want to do any good work, do not wait for money, it will come. If it doesn't come, you ask me.
Okay.
I remember you ask me, so I decided, yes, we'll sit down in front of his photo and ask him. We'll talk to him. Then those brothers also agreed. I remember I put in 1,000 rupees, Satyendranath Patnaik put in 1,000 and Dr. Patnaik and Dr. Satyaswarup also. With that we started and we went to that nearby village, Barang. One devotee is there, we approached him. We want to take your house for rent. He had an outhouse.
Okay.
He agreed for that. But after 1 month, all the preparation was going on. After 1 month, he said, no, I will donate my own house. I will shift to that outhouse.
Oh, nice. Really?
Okay. Yeah. Mr. Dharjedhara Sahu. And he, his family, they agreed. They shifted to that outhouse. They gave us this house.
Oh, so he gave his own house for the for starting the orphanage.
Yeah.
Without any rent.
Without any. Initially, he was asking for 2,500 as rent. But after 1 month, he said, no. No electricity bill, no rent, nothing. I will do that.
Okay. So initially, how many boys did you take?
Initially, in the month of August 2007, we took only 3 boys.
Mm.
And that too through Satya Sai organization only. We contacted the Sai youths and they got some boys, those who are in really need. From Jagatsinghpur district, we got 3 boys. And within 1 month, we got another 5 boys. Totally, we had 8 boys.
Hmm.
By 2008 January, we had around 10 boys.
Okay. So now, what about staff? Who else is there?
Yeah, staff, I myself work there and one more boy is there. He is a local boy there. He was also a youth leader in the organization in that village. And I remember when I asked him, he was very active. I thought he will join us, but he is a married person. He needs money.
Mm.
I told him, okay, I will support you. Whatever family expenditure, I'll give you 2,000 per month, you join.
Mm.
And he agreed surprisingly, his wife also agreed.
Mm.
So he gave full time. During the daytime, he used to stay in the ashram. And night time, I used to stay.
Mm. Now, these boys stay in the house. So what about the schooling for them?
Schooling, we send them to the government school, nearby government school.
It's
yeah.
free.
Yeah, it's free. Recently, for primary children, we send them to a private school because primary school education in the government is not so good.
So you pay the private school fees?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, funds will be a very big challenge for you. So how would you tackle this challenge?
But further, till now, I have never faced any problem.
Uh-huh.
Initially, I remember once, Swami tests, I don't know. For after 1 month, exactly 1 month, I remember, we didn't have even a single penny. Now, how to feed the boys?
Mm.
And that day I was thinking, okay, we'll borrow from the grocery house, grocery fellow and all.
Mm.
But that night, I remember, I sat in front of Swami's photo and prayed. And I remember one of my friend who told me initially, before starting this, that I will give some funds regularly, but I told him that it is Swami's project, I will never approach you. Whenever you want, you give it, and you are giving to Swami, not to me. And Swami gives us. So, at that night we prayed, and next day morning I got a call from him. Lala, see, I wanted to give, I forgot, I'm really sorry, I'm not able to come to Bhubaneswar. Today I'm coming, please come to this place and collect. And that day he had given me 6,000 rupees. From that day till now, we never faced any particularly monetary deficits.
Mm.
And whenever it is necessary, it comes automatically.
Okay. Swami sends the money through some invisible hands. Okay. Okay, now, these boys, when they come, they will be coming from a different culture altogether.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So it will be slightly difficult for you to adjust with them, cope with them. So what do you do for that?
See, initially what I had a conviction that Namasmarana changes everything.
Mm.
So I used to tell them initial years, I used to tell them compulsory 1 hour Namasmarana. Om Sri Sai Ram Japam they used to do. And daily used to show them Swami's videos and we used to play bhajans, let them listen bhajans 1 hour or 2 hour. And I personally used to tell them miracles of Swami.
Mm.
So, I don't know, over the years it changed automatically. I never knew that they were bad and now they have changed. And I think automatically it has changed.
So what are the different activities in the orphanage, like starting from early morning?
Morning they get up around at exactly 5 o'clock, first bell rings. Just like hostel schedule follow there, 5 o'clock they get up. 5:25 Gayatri Japam, 5:30 Omkaram and Suprabhatam.
Uh-huh.
After that they practice Vedam. I teach them Rudram. And after that they go for morning ablutions, some exercise and all. 7 o'clock breakfast. They have a little bit of tiffin, not major breakfast. Tiffin and study hours. 9:15 they have breakfast, go to school. 10 to 4 school, in between they come for lunch. And after 4 o'clock they play. And 5 o'clock they have milk and some tiffins. 6 o'clock we have bhajans. But before that, 5:40 they start Rudram chanting also.
Okay.
Just like, but regularly they chant Rudram there. And 6 to 6:30 bhajans. Then 7 o'clock dinner. 7:30 study hours. 9:30 night prayer. Hanuman Chalisa. Then 10 o'clock lights off again.
Okay. So the schedule is same as that in Swami's hostel.
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice. So what are the other activities that the boys are engaged with?
They learn music, bhajans, tabla, harmonium and all.
Somebody comes to teach them?
Not regularly. One of the alumni of Sathya Sai University, he was a student of Sathya Sai Mirpur College.
Oh.
Whenever he is in Bhubaneswar, he comes and teaches. He stays for 1 week like that. He teaches harmonium, tabla, and he did his Hindustani vocal. He teaches bhajans also. And most of the bhajans we have learnt, our boys have learnt from Radio Sai only.
Okay, is it?
We have an internet connection.
Oh, you have a computer.
We have computer, yeah. One of the alumni has arranged it.
Mm.
So we have computers, internet connection.
Mm.
And regularly we download bhajans or directly online connection also. They listen regularly. And suppose that boy wants to learn one bhajan, he wants to listen it continuously.
Mm.
We download that bhajan and make it play.
Play it again and again.
Yeah.
Yeah, correct. Now, other than this, any other activities that boys are involved?
They are in new campus. We have shifted to new campus last year. In new campus, they do lot many activities like gardening.
Oh.
And growing vegetables,
okay,
etc. We also have a cow. They take care of the cow.
Oh.
They also help us in cooking.
Oh,
and we do not have a separate cook. I told initially that brother who joined, he does marketing, he does cooking, and I myself help him cooking. I also teach the boys. So these boys also help us in cooking.
Oh. Now you told you have shifted to a different campus, right?
Yeah.
So you have left that house.
Yeah, there. Yeah.
And then now.
See, in 2008, one devotee whose daughter was a student here in Anandpur, he had a big patch of land in Dhenkanal, which is around 85 kilometers from Bhubaneswar. He told, I will donate this land, you take off a Sayandam, build there. We decided, okay, we'll go there. We prayed to Swami, we took that land, and he was having that land since last 15 years. Once he donated that land, suddenly a company came, Epistil, and they want to expand their company, they want that particular land. Just after 1 month we took it.
So they wanted to buy it?
They wanted to buy it and give another piece of land there.
Uh-huh.
And we told, no, anyway, we are here in Bhubaneswar, so why don't you give us a land over here? And that land was very costly here in Bhubaneswar. They paid all the money.
Uh-huh.
They took that, around 30 lakhs they paid. They took that land and they gave this land. And once we got that land, we prayed to Swami again. We showed those things, those photos to Swami also. And Swami blessed those designs of that land and building. Swami said, okay, build the hostel, I'll come there. 2011 alumni drama. Our boys had come here. And some of the old students, they arranged this. So we came here, so they participated in that drama.
Okay.
Swami gave them Padnamaskaram also.
So all the 10 boys participated in the drama?
12 boys.
12 boys, okay.
Yeah, over the years we increased. Initially it was 10.
So now we have constructed a hostel for them?
Yes.
So how big is the hostel?
Around 3,000 square feet. And we have 1 acre of land. That building, we have a big bhajan hall, bhajan hall cum prayer hall, and 2-3 big rooms for the children, one kitchen, one teacher's room, a corridor, and toilet, cow shed, everything we have.
Now, when you're telling all this again and again, the only thing, thought comes to me is funds. How do you arrange?
Same thing. See, I remember when Swami left his body, we had the land, but no money for construction. And one devotee from Bangalore approached one of our alumni that I want to donate. I don't know why, but they donated a huge amount of money, around 20 lakhs. We started with that. And the construction was going on. 2012 January, the roof work was about to begin. Funds were over. And I remember some of the devotees who read our articles in 2008, they were donating regularly. They were in touch, they were asking what is happening and all. I used to mail them, okay, we have blessed this land, want to build a hostel for the boys. It was just like that, mentioned everybody. It was going on, but the roof, I was thinking that, okay, we'll put asbestos, shift the boys over there, we'll arrange some funds. Our alumni boys are telling, okay, we'll arrange some funds, shift. But suddenly in the year 2012, January, I got an email from those devotees, namely Tejaswini Hosali and Girish Hosali. They're regular donors to Sayanandam.
Okay.
He said, you were mentioning long back that you are building a hostel. So what is the situation now? And I updated, okay, it's up to this level, and for roof we need some huge amount of money, we do not have. And surprisingly they agreed, okay, we'll give you. Immediately they transferred. It's again a miracle. And we completed the building. And towards the end, the finishing work, you know, I remember in the month of March, we inaugurated it on April 1st. The month of March for finishing work, we have a Ganesh temple over there. All that building needs a lot of money and we didn't prepare for it. But a lot many alumni got involved. They felt it is their, it is theirs. That's why they contributed a lot of money.
Okay.
Whatever they wanted, they contributed, I think. Around 9 lakhs we got in that month. Got completed.
Okay. So now it's been almost 5 years, right, since you started this Sayanandam.
Yeah.
So what changes and improvement in the behavior of the boys have you seen?
Lot of changes. See, what I see, initial years, no, you cannot leave them for 5 minutes. If you leave them, no, they used to fight amongst themselves.
Oh.
They used to use bad words and not ready to accept what we are telling.
All this because of their background.
Because of their background.
They had
yeah.
a very sad life before that.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. And their environment also like that, no? They came from that type of environment. So I used to be with them throughout. Okay, you cannot do this thing, this is not good. And not only if you explain them, no, they are not ready to accept. You have to force. No, you have to divert their attention. I used to divert their attention. Do namasmana, watch Swami's movies, listen stories and all. Slowly they forgot that thing and accepted this. And slowly they accepted that Swami is our parents. Most important thing I told from the very beginning that Swami is running this ashram.
Okay.
And everything is given by Swami. So Swami is your parents. We are just employees of Swami's organization. So slowly they built up that faith, and whatever they used to ask me, I used to tell, go and pray to Swami. You need this, okay? Pray to Swami, Swami will give. And we used to arrange, that's all. They slowly, that faith became very strong. So after that, no, the love between Swami and them grew, that's all. So they became very good boys. Very good boys. Really, what happened? Last year when we shifted from the old ashram to the new campus, the old campus area, they were very sad. No, don't leave us.
Okay, okay.
Not only the villagers,
neighbors.
The neighbors, the villagers, because we used to do Nagar Sankirtan in the village, and the school teachers also, they're not ready to leave us. They're not giving our TC also. No, no, you put them here.
After
whatever new boys you take them, put them in new school.
Okay. So now, dear listeners, we also have one of the boys from the Sai Anandam, Sai Prasad. Sai Ram, Sai Prasad.
Sai Ram.
So, please tell us about your experiences of being in Sai Anandam, how you were before and how it has helped you in your life. Yeah, you can talk in Oriya. And
yeah, he cannot speak in English. I will translate.
Okay, yes, please.
Gaan thila vale mukhi padi parnathil thik bhavare, bappa to nathile. କିନ୍ତୁ ମୁଁ ବହୁତ ଚେଷ୍ଟା କରିଥିଲି ପଢ଼ିବା ପାଇଁ ଏବଂ ଠିକ୍ ଭାବରେ ମୋ କଥା କେହି ବୁଝି ମୋ ବ୍ୟବହାର ଭଲ ନଥିଲା ମୁଁ ବହୁତ ଦୁଃଖରେ ଚଳୁଥିଲି ଆମ ଘରେ କେହି ନଥିଲେ ଆମ ସଂସାର ଚଳାଇବା ପାଇଁ କେବଳ ମା ଜଣେ ଥିଲେ ଯେ ସିଏ ବହୁତ ରୋଗରେ ପଡ଼ନ୍ତି ମୋ କଥା କେହି ବୁଝିବାକୁ ନଥାନ୍ତି ଏବଂ ଘରେ ଥିଲାବେଳେ ବହୁତ ଦୁଃଖରେ ଏଡ଼େ ସିଆଡ଼େ ବୁଲିବାକୁ ଯାଏ କୁଆଡ଼େ ତୋଟାରେ ବୁଲେ ବହୁତ ଦୁଃଖରେ ଚଳେ କିନ୍ତୁ ଦାଟ୍ ଟାଇମ୍ ସ୍ୱାମୀ କିଛି ବର୍ଷ ପରେ ମୋ ବାପା ମରିଗଲେ ତ ସେତେବେଳେ ଆହୁରି ବହୁତ ଦୁଃଖରେ ଚଳିଲୁ ଖାଇବାକୁ ଠିକ୍ ଟାଇମିଂ ବୋଲି କିଛି ଗୋଟେ ନଥିଲା ସୋ ଖାଇବାକୁ ମଧ୍ୟ ଠିକ୍ ଭାବରେ ପାଇପାରିଲି ନାହିଁ ତ ସେହି ସମୟରେ ସ୍ୱାମୀ ଗିଭ୍ ମି ଏ ଚାନ୍ସ ସୋ ମୁଁ ଆସି ଗୋଟେ ଆଶ୍ରମରେ ରହିପାରିଲି ଯାହାକି ସ୍ୱାମୀ ମୋତେ ସେ ଚାନ୍ସଟି ଦେଲେ। ରହିଲା ପରେ ମୁଁ ଜାଣିନଥିଲି ଯେ ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ସ୍ପିରିଚୁଆଲିଟି, ଭଗବାନ କ'ଣ, ମୁଁ ଜାଣିନଥିଲି। ତ ଧୀରେ ଧୀରେ ମୁଁ ଆମ ସାର୍ ମଧ୍ୟ ମୋତେ ବହୁତ ଶିକ୍ଷା ଦେଲେ, ସ୍ୱାମୀଙ୍କ ବିଷୟରେ କହିଲେ ଏବଂ ସ୍ୱାମୀଙ୍କର ବହୁତ କିଛି ଭଜନ ଶିଖାଇଲେ। ଧୀରେ ଧୀରେ ସ୍ୱାମୀଙ୍କର ବ୍ଲେସିଂ ରହିଲା, ଯାହାକି ମୋ ବାପା ମା ମୋତେ ଠିକ୍ ଭାବରେ ଚଳେଇ ପାରୁନଥିଲେ, ସ୍ୱାମୀ ମୋତେ ସେତିକି ପର୍ଯ୍ୟନ୍ତ ଚଳେଇ ପାରିଲେ। ସେଥିପାଇଁ ସେ ହେଉଛନ୍ତି ଆଜି ପର୍ଯ୍ୟନ୍ତ ମୋର, ମୁଁ ଯେତେବେଳେ ଆଶ୍ରମକୁ ଆସିଲି ତାପରେ ମୁଁ ଯାଇ ଅନୁଭବ କରିପାରିଲି ଯେ ହି ଇଜ୍ ମାଇ ଟ୍ରୁ ପ୍ୟାରେଣ୍ଟସ୍।
Now, what is telling that when I was in village, I was in horrible condition because there was no proper food for me and nobody was looking after me. When my father passed away, mother used to fall sick regularly and no education, nobody was looking after my education. And in fact, we didn't have proper food, what about education? And that time, suddenly some devotees told him about Sayanandam. Some of his relatives brought him to Sayanandam. After he came to Sayanandam, he learnt what is love and he got what is proper food, proper clothing and all. That's why he is happy that Swami has taken care of me and Swami is really my parent, true parent of me.
You are in which class now?
Ninth class.
Ninth. So what do you want to become in your life? What is your ambition?
ଆମ ସାର୍ କୁହନ୍ତି ଯେ ସବୁବେଳେ ଚେଷ୍ଟା କରିବା ଯେ ସ୍ୱାମୀ କେମିତି ହ୍ୟାପି କରିବା ପାଇଁ ଏବଂ ସ୍ୱାମୀଙ୍କର ସର୍ଭ କରିବା ପାଇଁ। ତେଣୁ ଆଇ ୱାଣ୍ଟ ଟୁ ଷ୍ଟଡି ଇନ୍ ସ୍ୱାମୀସ୍ ମ୍ୟୁଜିକ୍ କଲେଜ ଆଣ୍ଡ ପଢ଼ିଲା ପରେ ଭଲ ଭାବରେ ମ୍ୟୁଜିକ୍ ଶିଖି ସ୍ୱାମୀଙ୍କର ସେବା କରିବା ପାଇଁ ଚାହୁଁଛି।
ଷ୍ଟିଲିଂ ଦାଟ ଓକେ ସି ଆୱର ଟିଚର ଟେଲ୍ସ ଅସ୍ ଏମ୍ ଇନ୍ ଲାଇଫ ଇଜ୍ ଟୁ ମେକ୍ ସ୍ୱାମୀ ହ୍ୟାପି। So my aim is to join Swami's music college, after that learn music properly and serve Swami.
So like you are a singer?
Yes, sir.
So please can you sing one song for us?
Yes.
ସୁନ୍ଦର ସ୍ୱାମୀ ଆନନ୍ଦ ପ୍ରଦାୟୀ ନାନ୍ଦାଲା ରାଶି ଭୋଇ ଆ पिता व्रत वे सदा देवे न मात पिता व्रत वे सदा शकुण गुरुदैव मुमरी अंता ने देगा ಶಕುಡ ಗುರುದೈವ ಮುಮರಿ ಅಂತನೆ ದೇಗಾ ನೀದೆ ತನವು ನೀದೆ ಮನಸು ಅಂತನೆ ದೇಗಾ ಅಣು ಅಣು ನ ಕಣ ಕಣ ಮುನ ನಂದೆ ಉನ್ನ ಶದಯ ಹೃದಯ ಅಣು ಅಣು ನ ಕಣ ಕಣ ಮುನ ನಂದೆ ಉನ್ನ ಶದಯ ಹೃದಯ ಮಧುರ ಮೋಹನ ಘನ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಸುಂದರ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಆನಂದ ಪ್ರದಾಯಿ ನಾಂದಾಲ ರಾಶಿ ಭೋಯಿ చని దేహమేలను నిన్ను పిలవని నిన్ను తిలవని జీవమేల జీవమేల నిన్ను తిలవని నిన్ను పిలవని జీవమేల జీవమేల మధుర మోహన ఘన శ్యామ సుందర స్వామి ఆనంద ప్రదాయి ఇనాందాలా రాశివోయ్ ఆ
Nice. Thank you, Sai Prasad. So other than singing, do you play any musical instruments or anything?
Harmonium.
Harmonium you play. Okay, I wish you all the best for your future. Brother, just before concluding, what are your future plans in this Sai Anandam?
Future plan, we want to increase the number of boys. Lot many other things are there. Depends on Swami's blessings. But for the time being, we want to increase the number up to 30.
Okay, 30
so
more.
We have a big hostel now with some space. We want to increase the number, add some more staffs.
Now, how long would you support these boys?
Till what we thought, that till make them settle in the society. See, those who are good at education, we'll send them for higher education, support them. Those who are not good, to train them some skilled education and find a job for them. So it's just like that. Do not have a fixed age. Okay, we'll keep them up to 20 years or 18 years. Not like that. To make them settle in the society with good character. That's all.
Okay, brother. Thank you for sharing with us about the Sai Anandam orphanage. And thank you for coming to the studios of Radio Sai.
Before
leaving, please tell one of your favorite bhajan which we would like to play for all the listeners.
జయ సాయి రామ జయ రఘురామ.
Okay, that bhajan we want to play.
Yeah.
So dear listeners, that was Mr. Lala Sushant and Brother Sai Prasad. Brother Lala Sushant is an alumnus of Bhagwan's University, and today he shared with us the genesis and growth of an orphanage which he started 5 years ago, and he has named it as Sai Anandam. This orphanage is near Bhubaneswar, the capital of Indian state of Orissa. In fact, dear listeners, there is also an article published in Radio Sai's e-journal Heart to Heart with a lot of pictures of Sai Anandam. So do share your comments with us through email. Our email ID is listener@radiosai.org. Well, dear listeners, the time in our studio is 12 o'clock and it's a warm day here in the ashram. Now, moving further in this segment, I'll be playing for you a song that brothers Lala Sushant has requested to. It is Jaya Sai Rama Jaya Raghurama coming to you. Yes.
సాయి రామ జయ రఘురామ జయ जय साई रामा जय रघुरामा
जय साई रामा जय रघुरामा
हे जय साई रामा जय रघुरामा
जय साई रामा जय रघुरामा
हे जय साई रामा जय रघुरामा
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 दुखियों के दाता साई राम जय रघुराम
जय साई राम जय रघुराम
हे जय साई राम जय रघुराम
जय साई राम जय रघुराम
जय साई राम जय रघुराम
जय साई
साई रामा जय रघुरामा
यू आर लिसनिंग टू रेडियो साई ग्लोबल हार्मनी रेडियो साई ब्रिंग्स टू यू एवरी डे द टीचिंग्स एंड द यूनिवर्सल मैसेज ऑफ लव ऑफ भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा
Sai Ram, dear listeners, welcome once again to today's Thursday Life. This is the segment Service Love in Action and I am Team Radio Sai Raghu. And in this segment we discuss about the various service activities undertaken by Swami's students and his devotees. You just heard a bhajan Jai Sai Rama Jai Raghu Rama and this was on a special request from today's guest Mr. Lala Sushant. He is an alumnus of Bhagwan's University and he has started an orphanage called Sai Anandam 5 years back, and he shared with us his experiences of this. Now moving further in this segment, dear listeners, I'll be playing for you an extract of an interview with a Sai devotee couple from New York, USA, Mr. Bob Singh and Mrs. Usha Ramlokan, very active members of the Flushing Sai Center in New York. This interview was recorded on 15th March 2013 and in conversation with them is Radio Sai Pishu. And in this particular extract of that interview, they share with us some of the service activities in which they are involved.
So share with us the stories of service that you relish so much.
We had a very good group at Toronto Sai Center in York University. In those days, that's where it was housed. And I know the folks there very well, Brother Shiva Gopi and Dr. Peter Hacker, who used to inspire me very much in seva activities. And one of the things we used to do was we used to take the sick from the hospital, the home, the senior citizens' home, to their family, to their home, because when they get a break, they get a day off, and we pick them up and take them there and bring them back, even if they're on dialysis or something. So I started enjoying doing the seva there, and then when I came to New York, I started joining with the other centers. Narayana Seva is very, very popular with Baba's organization. I know that Narayana Seva is number one of the seva activities that everyone enjoys very, very much. And then from there, everything else comes along. Any opportunity that comes along, everyone is willing to participate. The unity, the love with which everyone shares, the support that everyone gives, even if they can't come, they support activities. And there are activities that are ongoing. The Narayana Seva in Manhattan, for example, in the Bowery, has been going on every weekend for the past 35, 37 years or so. The Goldwater Hospital with Brother Krishnan is doing with his family for many, many years. Many devotees join him there every weekend. The Haiti activities, medical camps, and we are very, very blessed by Bhagwan to be a part as volunteers with the medical camps. We are thankful to all the doctors who allow us to be
the
part
medical
of
camps in Prashanti.
In Prashanti, and also abroad. We had been blessed to be a part of the medical camps to Guyana in 2004-2006 with Dr. Radha Bettina, Dr. Mahesh Gayal, Dr. Yatish, Brother Hari Kanjivaram, Dr. Kanjivaram, and big groups, Dr. Upadhyaya, 2004-2006. In Haiti also, we were there, blessed to be there with Uncle John Pena giving me the opportunity to serve with the medical doctors there also on many trips. Dr. Raju was there, Dr. Mohan Sarabu, all of them, all the doctors. I can go through a long list of names, but it was great opportunities to put Baba's love in action everywhere in seva.
Madam, what are your moments of seva that you can never forget, which whenever you think about those instances, it just fills you with an happiness that you always want to relive?
One incident that I have is the Narayana Seva in the Bowery. We refer to the Bowery because there's one street called the Bowery. So now we don't even say Narayana Seva. We just simply say, are you going to the Bowery? Immediately know what you mean. And we cook. Everybody makes a pot. So I think I had made pasta with tomato sauce, maybe 20 pounds of it. And in as much as we serve, Swami reminds us that we are doing it for our own benefit, not for the benefit of the people. But a simple lesson taught to me that day was, we had lots of pasta. And I offered a gentleman standing in front of me. I said, sir, would you like some pasta? And he went very silent, another spoon. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh my God, I said something wrong. Maybe he might be offended. Mm-hmm. And he looked down the line that was still waiting to be served and it was freezing cold. Mm-hmm. And he said, madam, if you don't mind, I will wait till all my brothers have gotten food and I will come back. And if there is more, I will take a serving. And even though this gentleman doesn't know where his next meal is coming from, he still thinks of others. How often do we do that? So it reminded me that even though you have very little, there's so much to learn from these people that we are not helping them. They are helping us to rethink how we think. and to look at life differently.
Beautiful.
It is an opportunity, and there are so many beautiful souls out in New York, Dr. Jayagopal, Dr. Suhasini, Dr. Shashi, all of them who have helped me to mold myself, to become part of Baba's love in action, and that is to allow us to share with others, share selflessly, and be content with what we have. Give. Give freely.
As they say, we make a living by what we receive, but we make a life by what we give.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think those are those moments which are so fulfilling that, you know, no happiness in the world can replace that.
Absolutely.
Or can come close to that.
With Bhagawan's love, with His blessings, everything is possible.
Were there moments in your years of service, especially in the Sai organization, we know when you felt that, okay, we are very happy that we are doing this service, but we are facing all these challenges. How are things going to work out? We have decided to do this project, but from where are the resources going to come? We are actually in a tight corner now. How are we going to overcome this? And then suddenly things happen, things, doors open. I mean, these are stories many times we hear from many people who are engaged in service. Do you have any such moments?
We have come across many, many times, and they are too numerous to make mention of, and we let them be. But, for example, our Haiti experience,
yes,
trying to get all the medical supplies to go on the first flight, the amount of work that had to be done, we had to make the effort, and the firewalls will come up.
Yes.
As the firewalls present themselves,
yes,
I say, all right, Baba, here we go. This is your call now. You decide how we're going to circumvent this firewall. And the time is getting closer to going. The doctors are ready to take off, but we still haven't got the clearance to go. And so Baba inevitably, always, without fail, comes to the rescue. And say,
you know, even during the earthquake, you would think that the prices of the tickets would go down, concessions would be made, airlines, business as usual. But he was trying to try all the local politicians, contact your local, happens to live a few blocks from us. He walked over. They said, write a letter. We'll speak to the airline on your behalf. We'll get the baggage. Up until the Friday before they're leaving on Saturday morning, the group is coming from upstate New York, and we are all meeting and converging at JFK, New York, to fly down to Haiti. I think that was the first flight to Haiti, Santo Domingo. Mm-hmm. It went into Santo Domingo. And this phone call comes, and they send this email. They're allowing, you only allow 2 bags at £50 each. They were giving a concession of 4 bags per person. And then when we got to the airport, so that works out to 32 bags. When we got to the airport, they said, no, we'll let you go with more.
Any amount.
Any amount.
How and did some that of happen?
This is what
Swami does. Because we packed the bags and we kept saying, Swami, these medicines are needed. It's not for us. They need it there. It's only up to your grace and will that it goes.
And there are no restrictions on the weight also. The bags were like £100 each.
We were just stuffing everything, just hoping that it would get to the people. And then when we did the final count, I had not gone on that flight, but was at the airport helping with logistics. We did a final count. I just said to him, you make sure you please collect X number of bags when you arrive. This is how many bags you have to take off the carousel. Because it was crazy at the airport. So the bags all arrived safely, and it got to the people of Haiti.
Bhagwan has always taken care of our shortcomings in this way. Wherever there is a problem, wherever there is a hurdle that we need to His blessings to please help us get over. Close your eyes, say a prayer. Baba, please help us. This is all we can do.
And it'll work.
We need your touch. Please help us get over this hurdle. And it works.
And it works.
It works.
It works again and again.
Absolutely. Yes.
Fantastic. I'm just reminded of what Swami Vivekananda used to say. He said once, a pure will is omnipotent. A pure will is omnipotent, and that's what we saw in Bhagwan's life. Every time he just made an announcement, there would be no resources, there would be nothing actually at that point in time, whether it was the water project or whether it was the hospital. There was nothing at that point in time in Central Trust members for them to think that we can actually execute such a mammoth project. He would just go out and make that announcement, and then things would fall in place. And I think that is an experience in a small way with every service project everywhere. People just decide, let us do something good, and things fall in place.
Absolutely. As long as it's offered with love, selflessly. This teaching that Baba has given, do it with love. I am only looking for the motive with which it's done. If it's done with love, you have no regret.
And you have felt his presence in guiding you to take up service projects?
All the time.
Can you give some instances?
Brother, for example, I always felt that Guyana, for example, being a third world developing country, needed help. People can't afford a reading glass, for example, that is 99 cents in the US. And there they can't afford to buy a 99 cent reading glass. So if you have an ailment, you have a problem, you really can't afford to go for medical treatment because you don't have the resources, you don't have the financial resources, you know, people who can afford it. So they live with that ailment until they pass on. With Bhagwan's grace, this project came in 2004, where we took it anywhere.
Of providing glass.
Also to go and look after children. There were about 300 children with cardio problems. Mm-hmm. That the president's wife, Mrs. Varshini Jagdev, was running a fund in Guyana in those days called the Children's First Fund, mm-hmm. that the doctors were able to take care of 300 children or more. And they went and looked after all these things. But that is one of those examples where the thought came. Now, I am alone, and I don't know where I'll find doctors to go with us to Guyana, where you'll find medical supplies to go. And we prayed, Baba, please help us. How can we help them in Guyana? The doctors presented the proposal to Baba, and Baba blessed it. Mm-hmm. Yes, you must go. And when they came and presented the report to Baba, again Baba said, you must go again and do the rest that is not finished and completed. And we went again in 2006. And everything was so smooth, everything was so beautiful, that they really, really took care of all the backlog of all the cases that were there. Now I was told that the president of Guyana has made an announcement at the youth symposium they had recently, Divine Showers, that if any doctors, any organization that will help us in Guyana will be the SAR organization.
He said that?
Yes.
The president of Guyana?
The president of Guyana has said that. We met him twice in New York also.
Wonderful.
And he said to the ministers, give all support to the SAR organization, they will help us.
That is wonderful.
So Baba is not only here, but in other countries, it's going on all the time. With Dr. Upadhyay in Russia, for example,
yes.
Seva is ongoing.
You are listening to Radio Sai Global Harmony. Radio Sai brings to you every day the teachings and the universal message of love of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba.
Saram, dear listeners. So, you just heard an extract of a conversation with a Sai devotee couple from New York, USA, Mr. Bob Singh and Mrs. Usha Ramlokan, very active members of the Flushing Sai Center in New York. This conversation was recorded on 15th March 2013, and in conversation with them was Radio Sai's Pishu. Well, dear listeners, the time in our studio is 12:20, and it's almost time for me to sign off. But before that, I would just like to tell you all once again something interesting and new. So starting from today, every Thursday, Radio Sai is pleased to bring you a brand new series. It is entitled Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. That is, listen, reflect and act. So dear listeners, every Thursday from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m., you can tune into our series SMN, that is Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam, listen, reflect and act. The program will include a select extract of a divine discourse delivered by Bhagwan Baba, followed by a discussion on its many ramifications and relevance to our lives and times. So this will be broadcast at 7:30 tonight, only on Asia stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. With that, dear listeners, I have come to the end of my segment. As always, I place this segment at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. I have got another 8 minutes, so please enjoy few songs sung by Bhagwan students, and after that, you will be joined by Sai Prakash and Prem for their afternoon satsang. Jai Sai Ram.
Shivaya Paramatmane Omkaramula Vijaya Shivaya Paramatmane Shri Ramadya Vataraya Shri Ramadya Vataraya Sai Shaya Namostute Omkaramula Vijaya Shivaya Paramatmane Omkaramula Maya Kumara Dhiraya Dharma Chakra Pravartine Maya Kumara Dhiraya Dharma Chakra Pravartine Sarva Siddha Buddhaya Sai Shaya Namastute Buddham Sharanam Gacchami Dharmam Sharanam Gacchami Sarva Siddha Buddhaya Sai Shaya Namastute Omkaramula Vijaya Shivaya Paramatmane Omkaramula Analachitaya Rupaya Prema Dharma Chidatmane Analachitaya Rupaya Prema Dharma Chidatmane Zorashi Mahaviraya Sai Shaya Namostute Omkaramula Vijaya Shivaya Paramatmane Omkaramula Haritambara Nakshatre Chandrareka Susangate Haritambara Nakshatre Chandrareka Susangate Akbar Alla Pratishtaya Allahu Akbar Allahu Akbar Akbar Alla Pratishtaya Sai Shaya Namostute Omkaramula Vijaya Shivaya Paramatmane Omkaramula Mariya Garba Jataya Manavatva Gunatmane Yeshu Prabhu Prasadray Yeshu Prabhu Prasadray Sai Shaya Namostute Sai Shaya Namostute Sarva Dharma Swarupaya Satya Sai Mahatmane Shirdi Sai Avataraya Sai Shaya Namostute
Thank you. rishta hai ek bandhan na hum bhulenge na chhodenge bhula chanda nahi aur tare nahi tum kaise bhuloge roshni ka tha rishta hai ek bandhan na hum bhulenge na chhodenge jaane
बचपन का खेल वो साथ हमारा आपस में झगड़ना रूखों को मनाना दोस्ती में दोस्त दोस्त का खुदा होता है वह उसे तब मालूम होता है जब एक दूसरे से जुदा होता है फूल की हर कली खुशबू दे आपको सूरज की हर किरण रोशनी दे आपको हम तो कुछ भी देने के काबिल नहीं पर देने वाला हर खुशी दे आपको
चंदा नहीं मन तारे